For them.
For them, yeah. For him, it's still Auschwitz.
No,
for him, it was still Yom Tov.
Oh, yeah?
Because he keeps 2 days.
Well, he has to come back.
Yeah.
Whatever reason, how long does he keep?
Okay, we'll go into a Shaila that was a very big Shaila about Saita. So you have in the Parsha the Isser of Saita, which is, we learn from the word, it says 3 times the word Vinitma'a, right? That the Isha is Tame to the Baal, she's Tame to the Baal, and also she's Tame, she can't eat Truma. If she was married to a Kohen, she can't eat Truma.
That's Midrabon.
That's the Raisin. That's all the Raisin.
No, I mean the last one?
Even the not eating Truma? Yeah, that's the Raisin. And besides for that, there's a loisa say in Parshas Kiseitze. We learn it from the Pasuk. It's really, Pasuk Pshat is talking about Machzer Grushosik, right? If a person's Megarisha Isha, and then her second husband is Megarisher, or dies, she's Lo Yuchal Bailo Harishain Loshuv Lekachta Lios Alisha Achresha to Asher Hu Tamo. But it says a Loshin that she's Tameh. So the Gemara darshins that lav also goes on a soita, that if Isha was mezane, she has a lav to stay with her husband. So Chita's Toisvis and most Rishayim is that this lady is a loisei and an essay, she's both. Other Rishayim seem to learn that it's only a loisei and not an essay. It says vinitma, that's mashma an essay. No, they say Vinitma is just a gilui that this lady has the lav. Okay, she's either a lav and an essay or a lav. That's just to start off the background.
The Gemara is by the Soita, right?
The Gemara, where does the Gemara...
Is this
sweet parsha, so right? That's the essay.
That's an essay?
Tosis calls that an essay. Vinitma, it's not a lois essay. It doesn't say the word loy. It's like an Isser essay, you know. It's like a lav habo miklal essay, that kind of essay.
The only lav is Masik Rishos.
And the lav is in the pasuk of Masik Rishos. Of course, this is not. She wasn't a grusha or anything. We just make a drusha. The Gemara says that the lav goes on Saita too. Her also. Fine. So that's the din. Now, there was a din in the beginning. Barishoina, right? This is the Mishnah, the last Mishnah in the Nedarim. In the beginning, the din was that if a lady said, Tamei ani lach, now the Mishnah, we have to explain clearly, the Mishnah was a lady was married to a Kohen. That's the case in the Mishnah. And she says to the Kohen, I became a Tamei to you, because the din is by a Eishes Kohen, even an Oines is Tamei, right? So she says, I was Tamei to you. She has an Oines. So that's it. She had to get divorced. He would divorce her. She would get a ksuba, because the din is that if a kohen has to divorce his wife because of such a thing, she gets a ksuba, it's what's her fault. She gets her ksuba, and that was it. Then, ba'achroina, they saw that people they wanted to remarry someone else, so they did this for a shtick, right? Just tmei anilach, that's it, he would have to divorce her, and then she could marry someone else. So they saw that it was happening too much. They made it takana, you don't believe her. Tavi Riley Dvorya. If she wants to get divorced, she has to
be... To
the Mishnah is by a Kohen.
And this Achrayna
was... Achrayna was all...
The
wives of the Kohanim were doing it. They were saying, Tamei ani lach. Okay? Now, that is what the Mishnah says. And Mimela, then the din changed. Now she became mutter to stay married.
If it was on
Yisrael,
so then she's going to be believed anyway.
She's
making herself
a
Dor
Rosh.
Oh, I'll
say it on
Maisi Masmai Rosh. Well.
No, she's saying she's a Dor Rosh.
She wouldn't
be Tamei, otherwise it's Dor Rosh.
Okay, right.
But Yisrael.
The thing is like this, that Taisa says in a few places.
That would only play him. He would have to give her a gift.
Right, if she would say Oinus by Yisrael, it wouldn't do a thing.
Nothing. Right.
It would only be if she said Rotz. We'll get to that in a minute. Well, first we'll just do the Mishnah itself.
Well, not look to
Oh, Very good. So the Mishnah said that now we don't believe her anymore. You've got to bring your Araya. If you don't bring your Araya, you stay married. Frecht all the Rishonim, any single Rishon you open, the Ram, Taisvis, Rosh, Ritva, Rashba, any Rishon you want. What's going on? I mean, there's a din that if a person says that something's also, it's Shavya Anafsha Chatich Adisur, it's an Isur Deraisa. On her. The din is he doesn't have to listen to her, right? He doesn't have to listen to her, but she has to listen to herself. And she's also to do whatever she said. So how are you just telling her she can stay married? Right?
Stay married, but she can't have Bia.
But she could. I mean, it's saying, Tav Yeral Dera, they say stay married, and she could have Bia and everything. So how could she? I mean, how are you going to take away the Isser, the rice over here? So every Rishon asks this Kasha, and there's like 7 Terutzim. Okay? So I'll say over some of them, we'll see how far... Just because this is the background, what you need to know to get to the final question that we need to know. They're not hard answers. The first answer that the Ran brings down from some, which is really the Rashba's answer, is this was a there's a klal that lemigdar milsa the rabbanon ka oikar the raisin. Yeah, vike mamish that far. That was getting out of hand. People were just being able to say that they're also in breaking up. So they made a thing, it's true, midiraisa, she's mamish usur, and it's a kumvase, she's doing an isur deraisa b'kumvase, but when they really need to, they can even crack down and be oiker b'kumvase. The Ran doesn't like that answer, because the Ran says that he thinks that you only find that if it's a harasha of one time, like Eliyahu did on Har Karmel. That one time he did shchut echutz. But you can't make a rule out of this that you're going to have a kavua zach being oiker b'kumvase. And the Rashbag, he says, yes, you could. If it's lemigdar milsa, they could even do it. Okay, that's answer number one. You see how chomer, it's a pretty big kasha, this thing.
Wouldn't that be like esla soslasha?
Okay, but each... thing has its limits. Eis lasa shem hefer teresecha is limited to certain things like having to do with hilchas kedusha sefer Torah and things like that. You have eis lasa shem.
This is
to be do a real iser. That's the klal in Yevamis of lemigdar milsa. You can be oyver b'kumvase. That's the makor of that klal. So that's the answer of the Rashba. The Ran answers. Call the Mekadish, Adait the Durban Mekadish, right? Memela, if she's saying that and they want her to stay married, they'll make the whole Kiddushin go off. They'll say she was never married, Bish'as, the Zenus. So Memela, she never became us. So the Ran says, Amor Yudikazachi says, and according to that answer, what if she'll say to the Kohen that a Goy or a mamzer was Baalai, then she's finished. Because even if she's not married, a lady who was nivel from a Goy or a mamzer is a Zayin if she can't marry a Kohen anyway. So he says in the Chanami.
If they say that never condition never happened, she's fighting the part there, she can walk away.
She can, what do you mean by she can walk away?
She's saying, yeah, the marriage is a stick, so she says, they're nasty, so they say it never happened, so good, so I'm not married to you.
Ah! Ha. Okay, well, like this.
Away, they said, we meant to say you are married.
Yeah, well, there's two. First of all, because that's only, they don't, or the husband doesn't have to believe her. So he says, you're stop married, I don't believe the whole story. So she's going to say, but what do you want out of my life, right? She says, okay, according to you, you're not married. You mean, so what if she'll say then, okay, so according to me, I'm not married, so I'm leaving. Okay, probably if she'll try that, he'll still be able to take her because he'll say, fine, you're not married, but you can't prove that, and I'm allowed to say you are married. You know what I mean? If you...
Because the night of the Hachi, they went right to the Kedushin. That's the whole purpose. The purpose of it was that they shouldn't be able to walk away. So to say that they're going to be arguing the Kedushin so she can walk away, they wouldn't be arguing.
Okay, but nerd, so how at the end of the day when the lady says, how am I mutter bebia, right? I know I said I'm mutter. So we tell them, don't worry, you were never Mizan, right? So then, I mean, can you say that at the same time and then say, but you're still married?
We can say that, but you can't go marry somebody else.
Yeah, I would say you can't say that because he'll say, you're not believed to take away my shibud. That's because her only problem is like, how am I supposed to live with this? But Avada, she can't walk away because he doesn't have to believe her at all. And he'll make her stay married. Later we'll see some Achronim say anyways that the Rabbanan put on her the Rabbanan marriage right now. Then they say the old marriage is batal and there's a Rabbanan marriage. We'll soon get to that later. Then for sure it'll be okay. But I think really even if you don't say that, it should be okay because he could make her stay married.
Even when you say this klal that the Rabbanan have the ability to be oikir Torah, but Shavi Nafsha is different than all the other cases. How does Shavi Nafsha work? I'm sure it's about like how it works. But Poshut it works that you ask it on yourself. Klapa Shmai Gali, if you can find out this bossard, I saw this bossard Shechted, I saw everything, their Aidim, they saw the entire process, and it's kosher meat. So then, therefore, it's okay, so therefore, it's no issue for her to eat it. If Shavi Nafsha means, it doesn't make a difference, the truth. For me, this is usher. So even if you want to say this chap that the Chachamim have the ability to change, you become, I say, because of the problem, she said this is also
just yeah, but like you a, see, she like only says, but you see, but what she said was, I was Mizana.
She didn't say she's also.
She said I was Mizana, so he said you were Mizana.
But that's part and parcel of it. What?
But if she says, if let's say a lady who's not married says, I was Mizana, so I'm Usser.
So there's
a lady, if you're not married, you're not Usser. So she doesn't become Usser. You know what I'm saying? We're telling her, listen, you weren't married, right? So you're Mizana, so what do you want? You weren't married.
Okay, so you're saying there's no part of Shavi Nafsha in saying I'm Mizana.
Only if you're married, right? Sure.
It's not like you're saying I'm Mizana and it's Shavi Nafsha. You're saying, that's the thing, and now comes the psalm.
You have to say something that, according to what you're saying, you're us. If according to even what you're saying, you're mutter, it won't be us. Okay. If the person herself...
What is it?
Again?
It's an issue for her to live with someone.
Oh, very good. L'chayr, why isn't there an issue? She's a pnuya then.
Right.
Okay, so later we'll get to Mamash your kasha. The Achorin, we ask your kasha. We'll get to your kasha. So far we said the first answer is the Rashba, Migdar Milsa. They're going to tell you to be over Bekumbasa. Second answer is that the Kiddushin is batal l'mafreya. Kol d'mekadosh adai to d'rabbanan mekadosh. The third teretz, Tosis' big klal, that whenever the Rabbanon have a svara gedoyla, then they're allowed to make that svara d'raisa. Tosis says it by how do you believe one aid that her husband died. We all know the din is aid echad's belief that her husband died. Mid'raisa you need two aidim. Ein davar shomer pachos l'shnayim. The Rabbanim have a svara gedoyla that she's going to be daiku mitzvah. They put on all these knosses on her. And memela, they make that like a raya brura. Even though it's not really mamish the raisa a raya brura, but they have the ability to say that that's like an ansahadi. They're allowed to make something into an ansahadi. So the same thing here, the Rabbanim say we're sure that she's lying. It's like everyone's doing this. So it's like an Ansahadi that she's lying. And it says, if an Ansahadi, even though it's not really an Ansahadi that she's lying, the Rabbanu have the ability to give it a toikif of a deraisa svar. That's Tosis's terence. Then,
on this kashim, on
the page, the Ron's right there, the Rashba's right there, Tosis is right there. All right there on the page, right there in Nedarim Daf Tzadi. Then comes along Tosis and the Rashba with the new terence. This is a Gishmaka terence. B'shem Rabbi Lazar Mimitz. The teretz is because the words of the Tosfos are because the whole iser for the woman is not really an iser on the woman. The iser is only for the husband, for the kohen. And the kohen doesn't have to believe her. So memela, no one's going to have a problem. The woman doesn't have this. And the kohen, who is her husband, he doesn't have this because there's no shavi on him. So Tai says, what? What are you saying? There's no Isser on the woman. It's a Mefurshe Gemara. You've almost paid dollar on a base by the Psukim and Emor. Lo Yikachu. It says everything B'Lashon Rabban. L'Rabbas Esa Isha. that the Isha also has the lav together with the Ish. That's only if it's together. So Zokt the Meiri, Pshat, and then after him, a whole bunch of Acharonim say the same thing. But the Pshat is that the Isha has the lav of being Machshel her husband. The whole lav is together with him. If he has the Isser, then she has the Isser. If he doesn't have an Isser, then she doesn't have an Isser. So since he doesn't have to believe her, Rabbi Elazar Meitz says she doesn't get an Isser either. So the Chacham Tzvi says, what are you talking about? He does have the Isser, just he doesn't know he has the Isser, but he has the Isser. So, right, she's claiming I was Mizanet. So who is she claiming is Iver? Just me? No, him too, right? Okay, he won't believe it. What am I supposed to do? He doesn't believe it. No, he doesn't believe it. But that's the Metzius. So why are you saying that she has the Isser?
Metzius for him until he believes.
So, okay, Zokta Chassam Sefer, like you're saying, that the Pshat is, her Aveir is to machshel him. And it won't be called Nichshel. Because in Shemaim, they'll say it's fine. Shemaim, they'll tell him, you didn't do anything wrong. So Memela, if he's not getting Aveir in Shemaim, like that he's doing something wrong, she has no Isser either. That is the Teretz of Rabbi Elazar Meitz. Okay? That's Teretz number 4 already. Teretz number 5, the Ran says, the truth is you cannot say Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Disura. That's the emes. The whole question is a mistake. There's no Chaticha Disura, Shavya Nafshe. Why? Because if you have a Shibud, if you're Meshubud to somebody, then you can't put a Chaticha Disura on yourself. So you're married. You can't put a chaticha d'isura on yourself to say you're aser. Now here, the achrayim are very busy. What do you mean, why can't you? So some achrayim say, oh, because there's a famous shaila. What is the makor of shavya nafshe chaticha d'isura, right? Where does it say in the Torah this whole concept of shavya nafshe chaticha d'isura? One of the most unknown things. Right? The Chassam Sefer writes, loy matzinu hamakor for this din. Where does the whole thing come from that you could be Shavi Nafshe Chaticha D'Isur? It's just a Gemara.
Where is it written?
It's written in Taf Tesamad Alf in Ksubis. But Legabe, a husband says on his wife, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, right? And she says, but not true, you're a Shakran. So then it says, he's Aser. And it's also, the Gemara says, it's a Mishnah, Ha'omer Le'isha Kidashtich. In the Gemara, in Ksubis says, it's also Mishnah in Kiddushin, Samechei, that if he says Kidashtich, who also be krevo yseha, v'hi muteres be krevo. Because since he said, I married you, yeah. Right? That's it. A Gemara and a Mishnah. Avol me'efo yse. Yeah?
It's a svara.
Why is it like a big svara? Avada, it's a svara that every person should do what they know. But that's not the chsugya, that is takapashit. Well, the chiddush is that now the person says, oh, no, it's not true, I'm doing it. It's too late. Shavi and Afshach Dichad Disur. Where does it say that?
It's a shtickle chiddush. Because we usually have a general called Eidon Moisa Dabashain or Shalai. So the two cases, in Ksubas
and in Kedushin, somebody else.
Kedushin, Kareva Seah, is clear. But if he says
she's also,
he's affecting her. He has a right to do that.
Right, I mean, it's going to be bad for her. I mean, she doesn't have to listen, but it won't be. He's usher, so she. So then.
But I'm saying Mehechitesi.
Yeah, words, okay. He's saying. His grace is tzaddik on her cheshbon.
And her cheshbon, right? So
right.
Mehechitesi, you can say such a spark.
Right, from where does it come? Right. Yeah. So there's a three-way machloikus. To say it, Bekitzer, there's three shitas. The Trumas HaKri says it's al-svara. Why would a person mess himself up to say something usser if it's mutter? So it's a svara that Besdin assumes you're probably saying the truth. And then Mela, when you come back and say, no, it's not true, they don't believe that so much. And they believe the first thing. And that's the whole thing. It comes from the svara ba'alma. And according to him, of course, it like comes out like that it's not so stark. Like if let's say you have a good svara that you know why he did it, then it wouldn't be... It's all based on this common sense that the pashas, if a person says something's usher, it's probably going to be true. If there would be a solid grounds, maybe it would be talking like that. But otherwise, that's what he holds. The Ktzois says that it's learned out of Hoidas Baldin Kamea Edim Dami. Why? Because the Gemara says in Kedushin that there's a Gzeira Shava Dover Dover. Just like you say, the Gemara wants to say, just like you say, Das Baal Din, Kamea Edim Dami, by Mamoina, you should really say, Das Baal Din, Kamea Edim Dami, also by Isura. And the Gemara has a whole kasha that let's say that if the man and the wife are Moida, that they're married, they shouldn't need Edim. Because Das Baal Din is Kamea Edim Dami. And we should learn it out, Dover Dover. So the Gemara says, no. That case isn't good because you're a chav l'achrini, because now by her being married, nobody else can marry her, or whatever the different chav l'achrinis that the Rishonim say there. But be'etzim, there is a gzeir shavah. So memela, you learn out from there that if I'm moira, that this thing is aser, it's like hadas v'adin k'me'edim dami. That's the tzaisis pshat in the makor of Shavya Nafshi. And then you have the third pshat, which the Shita Mekubetzis mentions, and the Maharit mentions, that it's a neder dikadin. It's like a kind of a neder. Now, nobody knows exactly. This neder is very tough to pin down. Some say it must be a derbanan, the whole thing. Because what do you mean it's a neder? There's rules. Learn mesach the nedarim, how you make a neder. You can't make a neder by just saying, I was mezana. That's not a neder. You have to say, koinam davar zeh. You have to do a whole thing. So some achronim say it's a derbanan. The whole neder. Some say that the Chassam Sefer has a whole chiddush that it's maybe it's like a yad, but even then it's a little hard because there's one of the main rules in the Darm is it has to be a davar hanader v'lo a davar ha'aser, right? Like you say kechazer, it doesn't work. So l'chayr this is like a davar ha'aser.
But he's not saying anyway.
Right, he's not even saying kit. It's not a regular neder. So either it's a derabbanan or it's some new limud that there's some new kind of neder. Okay, I'm not getting into the details of what kind of neder. Now the Marit says this ran makes sense like me that it's a neder. Why? Because the din is that if a person says koinam, that I'm assuring my husband on me, or the other way, it's batal because you can't make a koinam against the shibud. The din is you can't make a neder against a shibud. So that's mamash what the Ran said. That she isn't believed to say shavya nafshe against her husband because just like a neder, you can't say against her husband. That's what the Marit claims. That the Ran is saying what is he saying. But
why can he say it?
Why?
In the case of...
That's the big pela on Marit. Then how could the husband... in Ksubis, say it to his wife. You can't make the neder either way. They're both mishubit. And the din is, if you make a koinah on your wife or she makes a koinah on you, both isn't good. So that's the kasho hatsuma on the marit. Biyodai. Oh, so very good. But you see that by neder, it doesn't help even biyodai, right? Because the din is beferish in the Gemara in Ksubis, that if he says on his wife, you're koinah on me, it doesn't work. Even though it's biyodai. So the pashtus, the Ran is not going like the Marit. And really, mitzad neder, that's not a problem, because the Gemara speaks out that there's a way to make a neder even if you're married. You just have to watch how you say it. You shouldn't say, you're aser on me. You have to say, koinam hana asi, I can't have a no myself. So mitzad neder, you could get a neder. That's not the issue. The issue is that the Ran holds like the Hadas Baal Din Pshat. The Ran holds that the reason is out to Das Baal Din. And there's a cloud by Das Baal Din. You can't make Das Baal Din if you're hurting the other person who has a shibud on you. Like the famous din, right? If somebody comes and says, I'm taking away your karkois, you owe me money. Because, they're not mine. I'm waiting. They're somebody else's. It doesn't work. The Gemara in Ksubas Daf Yates, you can't do that. Well, Das Baal Din, that's Chav Lachrin, is bottle. Memela, that's the pshat. So the woman... she cannot say, she is not believed to say, I'm usher on you, because you're hurting your owner, right? And Memela, since it's Chav Lachrini, the Hadas Baal Din doesn't work. So why can he say it to her? Because there, Takim Biyoda does work. Since I can divorce her anyways, so Memela, I'm not, you can't say that I'm hurting you, I have the bilis to hurt you, then there's no problem, then you could make her Das Baal Din against her. Okay, so that's the Ran's pshat. Okay, those are the Rishonim. There's a few more pshatim in the Achronim, I just said the Rishonim. So we said the five pshatim in the Rishonim, quickly. The Migdar Milsa, you could be over an Eser. The Ran, call Mekadosh Adaita Drabonin Mekadosh. Toisvis, Svor Gedoyla, the Rabbonin have the ability to count that as a raya that it's not true. The Rav Lezer Mimitz, she doesn't have an Isser because he doesn't have an Isser. The fifth teretz, since she's meshubit, she really it can't make a shavi on afshach adir disur. Okay, these are factors. Now, ad kan we talked about the case of an eishes koyin, which is the sugya in the dark. In halacha, we have to know: does this apply to a eishes yisrael who says to her husband, "Ayuz mezana baratzon"? Okay. Nebuch, there's a lot of tshuvas about these cases. That a lady said to her husband, I was mezana baratz. So what's the din? So, al pi cheshbin, every single one of those heterim should be just as good, except for one. The one about the koyin, the Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, is only a koyin heter, because there, the whole idea is that the woman only has an iser to machshel her husband. But she herself is an usher because she's not the kayin. She's not the kayin. So over there, the iser of the woman is to machshel her husband. But according to Relizer Mimitz, in a chinami, the din is that by a regular woman who says to her husband, Tmei ani loch, she's also be the raiser, and that's it. They have to get divorced, according to Relizer Mimitz.
I mean, the Gemara didn't say the shine about
Kaina. The Mishnah was not by Yisrael, it was by a kayin. It didn't say it in the Mishnah.
Okay.
Right, so that's fine with him. Right, he Taka says it's true. It's
no,
only Taka.
Isn't that
that'll stick a remez? Isn't that mashma a little bit?
In other words, if they thought this was a problem, right?
Right.
Now, I have no idea why it would only be a problem
because
by Kayan and not Israel. I don't understand why there would be a chilek, but you see clearly.
The
right?
case in the Mishnah was by a Kayan for
and,
some
and
reason.
It
I hear you. Yeah, that's a good point. You're saying, why did it only say it? Now, maybe I'll tell you why. The way the Mishnah wrote, Bari Shai Nahayu Ayurim.
She
had
to say she did
it
Baratzen.
Why is she believe?
Right. Oh, you ain't not a sense of Rasha. So there, Tosis has a klal in a few places that if the person says, I'm saying it because I don't want to do another Aveira, then you are Mesim Atzmai Rasha. So like here, she's saying, I don't want to stay married to you. No, you mamish believe the person. Tosis says, like a few places, by Golus. If you say, I killed someone, well, there it's only Bishagi. Taisus says it by a Saita who said, who admitted that she was Tamei Loi. Also Taisus says, by Ochal Chelev Bishagi, the Adam said you ate, and he says, no, I ate up Amazid. So it says he doesn't bring a carbon. So in fact, Taisus, I ate on Amazid about Russia. So like Taisus, the person is saying, I don't want to do another Aveira. Then I'm going to bring a Chatas Chulim Bazar. So if he says he doesn't want to do it for another Aveira, Then you're Mesa Atzma Rasha. So the Reb Lezer Mimitz Taka holds that it's only by a coin. By everybody else, she's Aser because you can't say that after. But all the other Pshatim should go even by Yisrael. However, Tosis declares in Ksubis Samach Gimel, and he says two Svaris that maybe by a Yisrael she is believed. Why? Because, as we said, the whole thing is people were doing this to get remarried. But they were only doing it if they don't lose their money. Because by a kohen, they were still getting their ksuba also. But by the Yisrael, if she says it, she loses her ksuba. Right? So Memela says, maybe by a Yisrael, we would believe her. Because if she's losing all her money, it's probably true. That's one svara. And then Taisa says another svara similar to that.
She'd be
that person. Yeah. Okay, but she could. She might say she was not with that person.
Who she
may,
was
right, or even if she says, so she'll pick someone who deals the other guy. She'll marry the third guy. Okay, so that's one svara. Then Tosis says another svara. There's a whole shaila in starting from early from the Gemara already. Can a lady say moist anilach? Right, a lady just says, I can't stand staying married to him. Right? Can she say that? So Tosis says it could be she could. She of course loses her ksuba, but she could say that. So Tosis says if you hold, she could say that.
Right.
then there's no reason not to believe a lady who said to me anilach. Because, I mean, why would she lie? She could always say mois anilach anyway. So Taisa says that's another reason maybe you should believe her to
that's
say.
Before shalacha that she can say mois anilach.
It's a machlekes rishayim.
But it's not in the Gemara.
It's Taisa's pshat in the Gemara. It's not like Beferish in the Gemara. It's not Beferish in the Gemara. So Taisa says migu. Then the Neir Biyuda says his own svara. He says he holds, there's a Taisus in Zvachim, Bezam and Beis, that says that if a lady was Mezana Baratzen, eh, then her husband doesn't have to divorce her. He could just say, I'm not going to be Baaleha, but I want to keep her around for stam, to make food, do all this stuff. Right? So Masha Enkein, of course, if a lady, Eishes Kain, was Nemsa, you can't do that to her. She can demand a get, because it's not her fault. You can't imprison her like that for life. But if she was Mizana Baratzen and it's her fault, you could do that. Memela Zaktenei Behuda, she will never lie to say Tamei Anilach, because they'll say, fine, Tamei Anilach, you're the cook. You're stuck, you're stranded for life. I'm not divorcing you, right? It's your own fault. Cook. So, okay, you have to be careful with Yichud. So, you know, she's like any lady who works in the house. You have to be careful with Yichud, right? He'll get married to somebody else. You want to have a buy a beer, and she'll be the cook. So, Mimela, she won't do it. That's his svar. So, there's all these svaris to say that by Eishes Yisrael, you don't believe her. But Lamaisa, Lahalocha, Lamaisa, in Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that you don't believe her. And the din is Ad Hayoyim Azeh, Halocha, Lamaisa. That if a lady says to her husband, I was Mizana Baratzin, she is not believed and she's mutter to stay married. Even by Yisrael. Because we don't paskin like the Reb Lezer Mimitz, we don't paskin his reason, we paskin all the other reasons. And we say that we don't, even though she will lose her ksuba, she'll still lie.
And even if she could say
most. And even if she could say most, so they say.
What is the Rambam paskin by
now? I don't know. I don't know why he paskins by most, but I think in Shulchan Aruch we paskin that he does divorce her, I think. I didn't really look. Okay. And the Neir Biyuda says, what would be the svar taka? I mean, why wouldn't she say most? Because most is she thinks it's not kedai, because most is a whole fight. She'll have to say both. She'll get into a whole fight in Bezdin, back and forth. This way she'll just say, I was Mazan, and he'll just decide on his own, he'll want to divorce her. So it's not such a good migu, because she thinks this will be faster. That's the svar why we don't believe it. Okay, so the Dina, we don't believe.
Last lawyer's feet.
What? She thinks like it'll be 1 through 3, and she'll say she's Mzana Baratz, and he'll just divorce her. So Bemela, she'd rather say that than most.
What's the second
Taisus?
Is that same place?
The Taisus about the Eishes Yisrael, and that's in Ksubis Samach Gimel. Samach Gimel on the base. Okay, so fine. So now we got the whole setup. Now we're going to finally get to the Shai. The setup was first, what was the Isser, Alav, or Alav the Essay? Second thing was the Gemara, that Barishoina, you believed her, now we don't believe her. But that, the Mishnah is by Eishes Kohen, gave 5 reasons. Then we said, what's the din of Eishes Yisrael? It depends. One, according to one reason of the Re'eim, for sure you believe her. According to the other 4 reasons, you don't believe her. Ladina, we go with the 4 reasons that you don't believe her. And even though she could say Mois, and even though she's losing her money, you still don't believe her anyway. Now comes the big shaila. The lady came. This happened, but one of the times that it happened was a whole thing with her by Rav Shach. A lady came, and she said, "I was Mazana." She said, "I was Mazana Baratz." So no, don't believe you, mutter. So the lady says, "Okay, fine, mutter, but I'm not staying married. I mean, I know I'm doing it there." Don't tell me you don't believe me. You don't have to believe me, fine, but I believe me. Yeah? So she went to Rav Yosef, and she asked him, what should I do? I'm not talking about my husband now. Yeah? Fine, my husband is mut, fine. He doesn't believe me, and fine, all that. That's very nice. But me, what should I do? Okay, that was the shaila.
It was Yisrael.
And it was Yisrael. Okay? So,
in the face of
Sheba, etc. Right. So she said, but I don't want to do an Aveira. I don't care, you know, you can tell me all these lumdis about it, and I believe this and that, but I don't want to do an Aveira. It's a Lav Deiraisa. Okay? So, the way I heard it, Bishaita, was that Rav Yosef said, You should run away. You should run away. Between you and me, you should run away. And Rav Shach held she's mutter to stay and she should stay. And they say that year of Shach, the whole Yom Kippur, he had no davening. He was learning the Rambams because he was afraid that maybe he made a mistake on this thing. That was like he was afraid about this thing. That's what I heard b'shaita. So now I want to say over, I never saw any of that in print, what Rav Shach held or Rav Eliashiv held in print, but there is a whole kuntris from Rav Shlomo Zalman, mamish about this. And he already brings what, it's a free yedikazach. It's not like it didn't start with Rav Shach and Rav Eliashiv, it's an old Shail Nachrein. Okay? But I want to say, before I look anywhere, let's just figure out from ourselves what I would think. Just from the information, I would say it really depends on which reason you go with. If you say the Chachamim took off the Kiddushin, so it shouldn't be a problem for her either. Why should she run away? I mean, she wasn't married. The same way it works for him, it works for her. If you say Migdar Mil... We're not doing Eishes Kohen now.
I know, but the Rabban took off the Kiddushin by the case of Eishes Kohen.
Yeah, but that's going to be the same answer. It's the same question with the same answer by the Eishes Yisrael. You're going to have the same question. You're going to need to have the same answer.
Among the Eishes Yisrael, too?
What's that?
The epidemic that they were claiming this...
I'm sure. Oh, I mean, you're going to have to say it because if you're not... If not, then you're going to have the question with no answer, right? You're going to have the exact identical question. How are you allowing her to stay married? So you need to say the same answers. So according to the Ran, the answer is the Kedushin's not there. She's fine. If you say the answer, the Chachamim were Migdar Mil, so they said, we'll break the Isser. She's fine. They broke the Isser. They said, do it. But if you go with the answer that the Chachamim have a big Raya that you're lying... Okay, that's very good that he has a big riot, but she knows. You can't use that on yourself. You can't say, I know I'm lying. So then she is us. And the same thing, if you say the reason is like the Ra, that there's no shavya nafsha chaticha di sura, because you can't make a chaticha di sura to have your husband. Very good, but she knows she's us. And Rabbi Elazar ben Mitzvah Stamasser for Aishas Yisrael. So we don't pass it. So we only have four. We have four, which we go with Ladina. So according to two, I would say Usser. According to two, I would say Mutter. That would be my guess what the din should be.
If the halacha says that it's Mutter, what do I try to put back, sir?
But if the halacha is, I don't believe you, so no, that's the halacha. That can't be on me.
The halacha is you're not believed.
Also, it's true. So he, Bezdin, will tell her.
Consequence, and therefore, in halacha, that she's mutter.
But okay, but that what that means is that in halacha they'll tell her you're a bar avla. You're not allowed to do what you're doing. Right? You're mechuyev to stay married. So I'll mamash tell you over how Reb Shlomo Zalman, his shita was like Rav Eliashiv, that she should run away. And he said, I'll explain it. He said, what he did was like this. He got, Rav Shlomo Lawrence was his mechutin, wrote a kuntris to him, and Rav Shlomo thought that the din is she's mutter. That was his shita. And Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote him back why he thinks she's asir. Okay? So I'll say it, I'll start off with this because you already see. Rav Shlomo says, I don't understand. If the din is that she should run away, shouldn't it say that somewhere? In like Shulchan Aruch? Where is it? It just says, mutter, mutter, mutter. Why doesn't it say in Shulchan Aruch? She's supposed to run away. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said, I'll...
Shulchan Aruch's not written for...
For the... Okay, well, all right. This is how he explains. Okay, this is how he gives a good mashal. Okay, maybe you'll like the mashal. He says, a lady comes into Bezdin, and she says, my husband forces me to cook on Shabbos. Yeah? She's a shakra. She made up this story from nowhere. Yeah? Or she says, he's koifel l'sham sheinida. So she's a liar. What's the din? The din is eino ne'emenes. She can't say that. She's not believed, and she's mechuyev to stay married. Now, should she stay there? No way. Right? She should run away. But it's not going to say that in Shulchan Aruch, because that's not the din. The din is what we fear zuch, and that's what you're going to find in Shulchan Aruch. But about it's poshit that she should run away. So he says, that's what I hold is the same thing here. Meroiv pshitusai. It's not going to talk about that. If she knows she's doing an Avera, everyone knows it. You can't do Averas. It doesn't have to say in the Shulchan Aruch about don't do an Avera. It already says there's a din. Slate, there's also Labaila. Finished. What it's saying here is how Bezdin Paskins and what they hold. Bezdin Paskins, it's fine. If you know it's not true, then of course don't eat it. It's the same thing, like, let's say two Adam say the meat's kosher. Right? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's kosher. There's a guy shrying, I know it's treif. It's garnished. But if you know it's treif, don't eat it. Okay? That's what Rosh Leib Zalman held. What?
I think that's what he was saying before, I think.
Right. Okay, if you know it, you know it. So that's what he held. Then he says at the end, he found a sefer already, the Chuvas Pnei Aryeh, that holds like me, he says. And he says exactly this. Meroiv pshitusoi loy hutzrech hatana le'omrei. That's what he says. Then he asked him the next question, Rosh Leib Lawrence. He said, it says in Shulchan Aruch that nowadays that there's a cheirim derbein negeshim to divorce someone ba'al karchai. So there's a din like this. The din is that if the woman says t'mei ani lach, she's not believed. And she's mutter. The husband says, I do believe her. Okay, this is a whole big shmuz also. The husband says, I believe her. Now what do you do? So it says in the Ramah, if he says he believes her, we put him in Cheirim. And we say to him, you're making us do a get bal karcha. Because now you're going to divorce her because of that. And there's a Cheirim derbein negeshim that you're not supposed to divorce your wife bal karcha.
She believes it also.
Oh, so there you go. One second, we'll get to it. So Mimela, you tell him he shouldn't believe it. He's not supposed to believe it. And then the Ramah even says, you force him to keep her. You force him even to keep her. So Shlomo Milorin says, I don't get something here. Here you're screaming at him and telling him, you've got to keep her and we're going to put you in Cheirim if you don't keep her. And then you're telling me, you're telling her, run away. That's impossible. That's what he asked him. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said, you're mixed up. You don't, it's two different cases. It's mamash what you just said. The case in Shulchan Aruch is talking about that she changed her mind back again. And she said, it's not true. I really wasn't Mizan. So we say, then if the husband says, I still believe her anyway, and now I want to divorce her, so that's usher, and you shouldn't do that, and all that.
How can she be...
Because she's not believed. Right? That's the whole thing. She's not believed. She's not believed, right? There's no Shavya Nafshe. It's not worth it. She's a liar. She says that, you're right, I was a liar. Taka, I was a liar. Right?
She thought you'd get out of it, yeah.
I grada have to say something from the Igris Maisha, which is grada a choshevil thing that Rav Maisha, like Mamash Rav Maisha. He says, let's say you have a poshet a person that this happens. These Maishas happen, Nebuch. Right? The Isha says, I was Mizan. She's not believed. So the husband, what should I do? I believe her. Sounds right. So state in Shulchan Aruch, if you can't get him to get out of that, then he can't stay married. But you try. You put him in Nidri and all that. You try. So Rav Moshe, by a poshet ama oritz, it's worth nothing. Avada, he could stay married. Why? He doesn't know what it means when it says in Chazal she's not believed. He doesn't know what that means. So I believe her. It's a shtus. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Chazal said she's not believed. If Chazal said she's not believed, what do you mean you believe her? Because you don't know what it means, a Chazal saying an emenes. So what you say, I do believe her, is worth nothing either. So Mimela, it's vaday mutter. The only case where it's shaykh, the whole din, is if somebody's a Talmud Chacham. And he knows what Chazal mean. And what it means that it's taka the din zayin emeres, and he has a svara, whatever it is, that here it's different or something. And then you get into the Shulchan Aruch of the but that's just the Moyer Dikazach from Moshe, which is Mamash Ramosha. That's Ramosha. Chazal say in emeres, he didn't believe her, nothing. That was what Ramosha said. Anyways, Al Kaponim, that's how he got out of these Aitika things. But now, when he gets down to the real thing, why Taka should she run away? So I thought he was going to say, because we're machmer for the two svaris of the Ran, about that there's no Shavi and Afshe, or because of the svaris Taisus. No, he has a different reason. He says, Chiddush Gadol to me. He says the pshat is two things. If you go with the svara, he wants to go with the svara that it's a kodim kaddish dat to derbonim kaddish. So really, there shouldn't be a problem at all. But then she's going to live her rest of her life biznus, and she shouldn't do that. Vachatchila. So memela, that's why she should run away. That's what he says.
But then
she'd
get remarried.
Yeah. Oh. So the problem is, why is that such a big problem? Right, if let her just get remarried. Tell her, go get remarried.
Now she can go out and leave and get married. She ran away and can marry somebody else.
Oh.
Why is she going to? She was never married.
According to her understanding. Right.
Yeah, but nobody else.
So really, that's why, to me, it's a big chiddush where Shlomo Zalman is saying that he's saying that she's living biznus the rest of her life. First of all, how is he doing that? Then how are they letting him do that? Right? The whole thing is we're trying to work it out that it's no problem. All right, well, I can't really ask on him because he doesn't believe her.
Right.
He doesn't believe her. But what bothers me more is the famous kasha of the Bris Avraham. Bris Avraham says, okay, I have a chop for her. Right? What, you, what are you saying? That the reason why there's no problem of this nus is because it took off the Kedushin. Okay. Then she should go ahead and make a neder that she's also on it. And now that she's not married, her neder will work. Right? And now, finished. There's no way around it. Because wherever you go, it's going to be a problem. If you'll keep her married, then she'll be Shavi Anasha Chaticha de Yisura. If you're going to tell her she's not married, then automatically her neder was good. So still, any lady who wants to get married to somebody else could get out of it. That's the kasha of the Bris Avraham.
No, why run away? Just do that.
Right, just do that, and then it's over.
Force a get.
So zokt kama achreinim that midrabbanan they married her right back. They only took off the deraisa marriage, but avada they married her midrabbanan back. So once you say that, then there's no problem of znus anymore, because it's not going to be znus for the rest of her life. She's married midrabbanan.
With what?
Oh, so that they ask. What do they do? What does it mean they married her? So, a few of the Achronim say, with the next bia. Miskadeshes bebia. The only problem with that is, then it's still not going to work. Because when she said it, the neder was before the next bia. So, l'chayra, how, right? Still us. So you have to know how to answer that. How they exactly married her midrabbanan?
Is it possible they took off the original kedushin, which is the vayis, and they made into a drabbanan?
They made the first kedushin a drabbanan. Maybe they took off the deraisa kedushin and they made the whole kedushin, the first kedushin drabbanan. Maybe. Al kaponim, if you say that, then you can't say there's a problem of znus. If you say that she's married midrabbanan, but then he says a bigger chiddush. He says, I think that since they're doing very shver things, they're taking off a whole marriage, or he says the other pshat, they're doing a migdar mil, so they're saying do an iser. Avada the rabbanan are only doing that b'les breira, but avada the best thing is if you wouldn't force the rabbanan to do that. You hear a chiddush? Memela, the lady, if she wants to be a tzaddikas, she shouldn't make the rabbanan do that. She should just run away, so that they won't have to break the Kedushin or be Migdar Milsa. Sounds like a Chiddush Nifla. Because L'chaira, Very nice. You want to be a tzaddikus that you don't want. You feel bad for the rabbanim, but why don't you want to be a tzaddikus to your husband, right? And stay married, because al pi din he has the right to mon you to stay married. So I don't know why he holds that svar is better than that svar, but that is the maskona that he comes out. That even like the svar of Migdar Milsa and called the Mekadesh, lichatchila, she should really run away because of the znus problem and because you shouldn't do Mekaldim Kaddish and Migdar Milsa if you can avoid it. Okay? So that is the maskana. I just said over what it says over there. And then he says, at the end, I found that the Pnei Aryeh holds like me. Memela, he's happy with that. But then he writes at the end of the whole thing, Afal Pikein, Eini Oimer, that Lamaisa, I'm 100% sure Lamaisa. He says,
"Who's that?"
Yeah, Rosh Hashanah says, "I'm not saying that I'm sure Lamaisa that she should really run away." No, I heard this. I heard Bipia Shmua. I didn't see it, so I can't guarantee it. Rav Shach held Vadai she should stay. That's what I heard over. He was borer that she should stay.
But he couldn't doubt it.
Yeah, he was about to make sure that he was right, but he said after the. That's what I heard. He came out after Kippur. He was right. He didn't change his mind at all. Okay? So anyways, the bottom line of the whole thing, we're saying that I would have thought that according to two svaras, for sure she's usher. And Rav Shlomo is almost like all four svaras, she's usher. Lechatchila. Lechatchila. By body, he says, if she stays, then you can't say she did it in Isser. But better if she wouldn't. Okay?
That's why the Gdolim make that kind of money.
He thinks I lost my license.
What?
I like it.
Huh?
If the look is like that, then...